President Obama has been trying to move along peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians since he took office last year, but the two sides have remained deadlocked. Today, though, the White House's Middle East envoy, George Mitchell, returned to the region in anticipation of a step forward. It appears that the U.S. will soon mediate talks between the sides. The hope is that these indirect negotiations or proximity talks will lead to direct discussions. But the world's Matthew Bell reports that expectations are running low.
An official from the Israeli Prime Minister's office was quoted today as describing proximity talks between Israel and the Palestinians as a strange affair. Indeed, before peace talks stopped in 2008, Israelis and Palestinians talked directly with each other going back 16 years. Now the two sides will negotiate through American mediators led by former Senator Mitchell. He will shuttle 45 minutes back and forth between Jerusalem and Ramallah. Israel's Deputy Prime Minister Danny Ayalon was openly skeptical.
The question that I want to raise to all of us, but specifically to the Palestinians, are they really a partner to this peace?
But the Palestinians are at least as skeptical, and for a similar reason. Hanan Ashrawi is a veteran Palestinian politician.
There is very little hope that this Israeli government will comply with the requirements of a genuine negotiating process, because they're already trying to create facts on the ground, and the extreme ideology has taken over the language of reconciliation.
Both peoples say they want a two-state agreement. And they also say the other side doesn't.
Hussein Ibish is with the American Task Force on Palestine, a group based in Washington.
The biggest obstacle is domestic politics, both among Israelis and Palestinians, that make it hard for leaders to make the kind of concessions and painful compromises that would make a deal possible. But I think to look at the other side and say there's no partner here in either direction is fundamentally wrong.
The format for the negotiations is one of many reasons why people have such low expectations, says Middle East expert David Makovsky. He's the author of Myths, Illusions, and Peace. But Makovsky says there's an upside here as well.
The idea of proximity talks is that the U.S. mediator, George Mitchell, is able to navigate away from collision and to try to find a way to look for overlapping convergences, given on what he hears from both sides.
In other words, Mitchell can help keep the two sides on track by avoiding the kind of rhetorical flare-ups that have derailed previous rounds of talks. Another thing the former U.S. senator can do is remind Israelis and Palestinians why they both need a peace agreement. The Israelis face a demographic challenge. They can't rule over West Bank Palestinians in the long term and remain both a Jewish and democratic state. For their part, the Palestinian Authority needs to show that negotiations, not violent extremism, can achieve the nationalist aspirations of the Palestinian people. Again, David Makovsky.
Each one doesn't play up, you know, the compelling argument why they need an agreement, but I think no one's coming to the table as just a favor to America.
The White House said President Obama spoke with the Israeli Prime Minister today about how indirect talks can move toward direct negotiations as soon as possible. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.